Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday. Have to think about that. Wednesday, April the 13th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. And I do not want to waste your time. Spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very, very, very important topic. We're talking about really what is called the crystal light matrix. You won't hear that term thrown around very much, but that's what your blood is. Your blood is a crystal light matrix. Today, we're talking about bloodline capacity, your bloodline compatibility. We're talking about your blood type is your default disposition type. So the first thing that we must establish right off the bat, before we get into all of the blood types and their dispositions, is what is a default disposition type? So we're looking at three different words, default. So the word default means baseline. So in psychology, everyone has a baseline disposition. So if you were to talk to a psychologist or someone with a clinical background or clinical training in the area of clinical psychology, you would find that they all understand personality baseline, or the baseline, the root base by which you see things. Your baseline, your default disposition, or your baseline is like a pair of shades. If you have your eyes, they are lenses that take in light or information. It's the brain. Some people say actually the brain projects out. That's another study for another time. But from a psychological point of view, you see with a set of lenses. My lens that I see the world is A positive. Some people have B positive. Some people have AB positive. Some people have AB negative. Some people have B negative. Some people have A negative. Some people have O negative. Some people have A positive. So your blood type is your lens type. Let me say that again. Your blood type is your lens type. That is what I mean by a crystal light matrix that I mentioned earlier today. That is what I mean by your base bloodline compatibility type. That is what I mean by your default disposition type. That is what I mean by your blood type is your default disposition type. That means that if you were to put up on a set of blue lenses, if you had eyeglasses or shades, and you put on your eye shades that was blue, everything you see is going to be blue. I don't give a rip what color it is. Your vision sees that blue. I don't know if you understand, brothers and sisters, the magnitude of that statement. So let's say, and I want you to try this. I want you to go home and if you can find some of those old, you know, like shades that they wear for carpenters or that they wear to protect your eyeballs, get a set of goggles that are amber. Put them on. That those yellow, those amber color glasses, put them on. Everything is amber. Everything is yellow. Take those off. Now put on a blue glasses. When you put on blue shades, everything is blue. Take those off. Put on red shades. When you put on red shades, everything's red. Put on orange, you know, green. Go through all of the color spectrums. That's the blood types, by the way. So when you go through all the color spectrums, the electromagnetic spectrums, how many? Seven. How many churches? Seven. How many blood types? Seven. How many days a week? Seven. How many C's? Seven. I don't know if you understand, but since the seven, again, represents the number of completion. Your default disposition type is the lens by which you see. It is the crystal light matrix. That is that's your baseline disposition. So when the shiznits hit the fan, you resort back to your base. It's like, remember when you played tag when you was a kid? And remember, you could not be tagged it when you was on base. That's your safety net. Every time you are in trouble, every time you are in an adverse situation, you go back home. You go back to base. Why? There's safety there. There's security there. Everybody feels safe at home. So each one of the blood types, A positive, B positive, AB positive, AB negative, B negative, A negative, O negative, A positive, has a base. That is your default. The word default means base. It means it's your restore. Computer gets a virus. You want to restore it back to the original manufacturer's setting. Everyone has the manufacturer's setting. Now, at the conclusion of the show, I would like for everyone to Google your blood type personality. There's a plethora of websites, the Japanese, the East, they have this down to a science. They don't get as deep as I do as far as the negatives and the positives. Let's go through it really quickly. Again, you can go to any website. There's a plethora of them that talks about your blood type personality traits. Now, again, this is surface. This is exoteric. This is outside, but this is good stuff. Everyone listening, you fit into one of these categories. So way back in the day, there was an Australian scientist, actually, that was he was a professor at Tokyo's Women's Teachers School. And this scientist back in, I think it was late 1800s, early 1900s, overstood the seriousness of the crystal light matrix, which I'm going to do an entire series on that, because I'm starting to understand, people don't understand the magnitude of what we are discussing. Someone asked me on Facebook, man, why are you always talking about blood? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Tell me your blood type. I know everything about you. I don't even need your name, date of birth. All the other stuff is just surface. The blood is where it's at. So everybody has blood type A. This is your personality. I got blood type A. Whether you're A positive or A negative. Now, we're going to break down the Rh factor here in just a second. Everybody that's A positive, you are kind. You're compassionate. You are an individual that will put other people's interests and needs before your own. Let me say that again. If you are A, if you got A blood, whether positives or negatives, positive or negative, this is your life story. You are like me. I don't like to admit it, but this is me. I'm considerate about everything. Man, I wish I could be cutthroat and evil. I wish I could do that. Everybody tell me that have that trait, like, well, I'm going to talk about the O's here in just a second, but the people who have that ability, they don't understand how great that is, because you have the ability to make a decision and move on. Me, I make a decision and I go back and check on the person. Oh, you all right? I want to call them. See, me, I prefer peaceful human relations. If you type A, if you blood type A, you would do anything. You will cross land and sea for peace. You hate conflict, but when it shows up, you can deal with it, but you're not going to initiate it. If you're a blood type A, you don't trust nobody. Man, you don't even trust your own grandmother. You're slow to trust people. Gaining your trust is hard work. If you're blood type A, you observe social, not cultural norms, customs. Blood type A, we major in hidden social norms. They're hidden. Nobody else knows about every blood type. Now, if you blood type A, you know what I'm talking about. You know that you are hip to the social norm. You know that you observe the rules of the society. You are a social order person. You restrain from taking action and expressing yourself if you blood type A. If you blood type A, man, you're going to bury your feelings. You ain't going to express it. You're just going to, why? Because you want to hold it in. See, a blood type A, we look calm on the outside, but on the inside, we suffer from internal turmoil. That's why mostly with a blood type A, they have anxiety problems because we hold crap in. See, but blood type A, we excellent listeners. We make good friends. Anybody that blood type A, most counselors, most therapists, most Reverend Dr. Bishops, they blood type A. Man, we can listen to people all day. Now, we don't get along with a lot of people. We like our quiet time. We like our space. But we have the ability to achieve balance and happiness. That's blood type A. Blood type A, we're like a bottle of soda. We are good until you shake us up. Once you shake up a blood, get a soda, shake it up, and then open it, what happens? It explodes. See, we hold in, and blood type A, because we hold in stuff, it takes a toll on our nervous system. Most people that blood type A got nervous problems. Then, you got anxiety problems. You go, like, I cannot go to a restaurant and sit with my back to others. I cannot go to a sports game. I remember I went to a Spurs game, and I was uncomfortable the whole game. I couldn't even watch the game. Why? I was nervous. I didn't know what that fool behind me was doing. I got to sit in a room where I can survey the area. Blood type A? Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. What about B? Blood type B. Now, we're talking about personality now. This is the exoteric. This is the outside stuff. This is, again, you can Google it for yourself. Look it up and then just kind of read the personality types of each of the blood types. That way you know your mate. Blood type B. Blood type B, you don't like restrictions. You like to do the shiznits your own way. You can't be stereotyped. You hate when people say, oh, all black people listen to rap music. If you blood type A, blood type B, that burns you up. But blood type B, very self-confident. Blood type B, you have, again, very distinct things, meaning you're not conscious of circumstances. You don't care about social rules and hidden norms like blood type A. Blood type B, you could give a rip about the cultural or the social hidden codes of others. Blood type B, you're outgoing, you're friendly. But blood type B, unlike blood type A, you don't do at the expense of your own feelings and your own self-worth. Blood type B, you don't throw yourself under the bus like blood type A. See, blood type A, we will help other people at our own detriment. While we're dying, now I'm drowning, but I'm going to hold you up above the water. I'm going to drown. Blood type B, you don't let that sucker drown. Blood type B is not going to go out and help other people at their own expense like blood type A. Blood type B, people, they don't wear their feelings on their shoulders like blood type A. Blood type B, however, they don't do good as in a leadership type position. They are highly adjustable, but they have the ability, again, to under and overstand. They can fit in different environments. But unlike blood type A, blood type B people are not suitable, again, if you want to use that word, not suitable, but based upon blood type A when it comes to caring. Blood type A, man, we're going to give you shit off our back. Blood type B, if you got an extra shirt, you'll give it, but you ain't going to give yours. What about AB, blood type AB? If you have blood type AB, whether positive or negative, again, personality, that's the outside stuff first before we get to the inside. If you're blood type AB, and again, you can look all of this up on Google, just simply Google blood type personalities. Blood type AB, man, ABs, you guys are the greatest. I wish I had blood type AB. Again, makes sense. It's the celestial blood. It's Yahushua's blood. Supposedly, it's the blood that was on the shroud of Turin. It's the blood of Christ. So you guys are freedom lovers. ABs are the most strong and rational people on the planet. ABs, they don't worry about the little stuff. ABs have the ability to take life challenges without adding a bunch of emotional crap to it. They can see clearly. But despite their love for freedom and independence, ABs have the ability to actually help and assist others when needed without throwing themselves under the bus, unlike A, or unlike B, who won't help at all. ABs have the ability to do something that is, you know, unlike A. When you have AB blood, you are a rational thinker. ABs, you are very, very good analytical skills. ABs, again, you're good at adjusting to human relationships. Unlike A, who we want peaceful relationship, B, they're not really too much interested in relationship at all, and O, they want to control the relationships. ABs have the best, they make the best partners in a relationship, marital partners, when we're talking about when you look at AB, again, personality-wise. What about O? Whether positive or negative, if you are type O, you are the most responsible, the most practical, the most rule conscious, the most organized. You are the best leader. You have the most determination. If you got a goal, they will accomplish it. Type O will run you over, will run your mama over, will run your daddy over if they got a goal. They will accomplish. And if you piss them off, God have mercy on your soul. Type O are the most determined folks on the planet. Type O people, they are usually physically strong. Most people that excel in grace in sports, they're type O people, probably O positive. Type O's are the people that are purpose-oriented. Everybody that has a DFNA report that is type O, they are the most successful. Every client that I've ever had that had type O blood have always take what I say and they implement it. They are the most ambitious, they're the most confident, and they are the most sociable. But they are the most emotionally expressive. So if you are, again, looking at the four, not breaking it down into the positive and negatives, because from a personality perspective, it's not broken down that way. Blood type A are considered peaceful, pragmatic, a phlegmatic, a pragmatist. ABs are considered, again, universal thinkers. Bs are considered adventurers, unpredictable, passionate. Os are considered the leaders. So that's the blood type personalities, okay? Everybody got that now? Personality, that's the outside. That's what you reflect to others. That is not your default disposition type. That's what you project to other people. So if I'm a type A, I'm going to project, hey, responsibility. I'm going to project conservative. I'm going to project punctual. I'm going to project cautious. If I'm B, I'm going to project passionate. I'm going to project confidence. I'm going to project impulsiveness. I'm going to be unpredictable. If I'm AB, I'm going to be understanding. I'm going to be organized. I'm going to be rational. I'm going to be cool, calm, collected, AB. If I'm O, I'm ambitious. I'm sociable. I'm outgoing. I'm a leader. That's my personality type. The default disposition, however, the baseline disposition, the default, the thing that you fall back to, if, let's start with AB, you are the Church of Sardis. Again, the blood types line up with the church types. This is the church you would go to. A positive. If we're AP, the Church of Sardis. We fall asleep in adversity. What does that mean? That means we ignore conflict. Man, I'm a master. You piss me off, you don't exist to me. You're a dead man walking. Everybody got A positive blood. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, man. You can walk past somebody. I'm good at this. I can bring my kids on and they'll tell you. And piss me off if you want to. You might as well be a dead man. The Church of Sardis is a church that fell asleep. Your baseline disposition, when stuff hits the fan, if you got A positive blood, you ignore it. You go to sleep. B positive. B positive is the Church of Smyrna. What were they saying? Persecution. B positive people, their baseline, their default disposition. Your default disposition type, if you are B positive, is to suffer persecution. B positive means that during conflict, you throw yourself under the bus. Be positive. Be positive people is the people like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was telling me how her sister used to like getting whoopings. She would do things on purpose in order to get down to that. She probably had be positive blood. Be positive people say, you know what? I'm gonna throw like Captain America in the beginning. Captain America, the guy threw down the grenade. He threw himself on a grenade. He probably got be positive blood. Be positive blood people, they like to suffer, and they are okay with suffering persecution, the Church of Smyrna. A positive. I'm sorry, I did A positive already. A, B positive. If you A, B positive, you are the Church of Thyatira. Thyatira is the church of the false prophets. Now remember, this is your default disposition. So A, B positive, again, was the church of the false prophetess. So that means AB positives, what they do is they resort to falsehood in adversity. They become fake. They become fictitious. Why? Because really they're open and they're honest, they're loving, they're kind. They got the best blood or the best disposition, so to speak. But they default disposition in anytime they in adversity. This is a bloodline capability, if you will. What does that mean? That simply means that a false prophetess is somebody, maybe knowingly or unknowingly. Again, a positive, what you do is you take on a false disposition in adversity to protect your true character. You don't want nobody to see the real you, so you become fake. AB negative. If you are AB negative, your default disposition type is the Church of Philadelphia. Now, the Church of Philadelphia is the church of brotherly love. It is the church, again, of enduring freedom, enduring patiently. Man, if you are AB negative, now remember, AB negative is considered the cause. Remember, if you got positive, that means that you got the interjection of the Rhesus monkey. So if you AB negative, that is the blood type of Christ, the blood of that was on the sword of Turin, not AB positive. I think I may have said that during the series backwards. But somebody asked me about that, and I do apologize if I did say that. But remember, if it's negative, means you don't have the Rhesus factor. If it's positive, that means you do. That means you got monkey blood. So AB negative is the Church of Philadelphia. That's the Church of Peace. That's the Church of Patience. That is, again, your default disposition, patience. Something hit the fan, you're going to chill. You ain't going to rush. You ain't going to get upset. You're going to relax. You're just going to wait for it to play out. A, B negative. What about B negative? Now, remember, positive, that means you've been manipulated by the fallen Nephilim. That means you got an interjection, you got an additional 250 genes that negative don't have. You got the Reese's factor. Negative blood, again, is considered, regardless of the type, is considered the best blood, better blood. Positive blood means somebody been playing with your genome. So negative blood, AB negative, remember Philadelphia, B negative, the Church of Laodicea. So the Church of Laodicea is the lukewarm church. So your default disposition type, it hits the fan, you automatically resolve back to being lukewarm. You're not hot, you're not cold. You driving right down the middle of the road. You ain't going to take sides. Somebody starts fighting, hey, man, I'm not in it. I'm not taking no sides. If you got B negative blood, that's your baseline disposition. Remember, A positive, fall asleep. We just like something go on. It's like that one cartoon, you know, I forgot the name of that character. Every time that she just be talking and then something, she just like narcolepsy. A positive. Something goes off, it pops off, we go to sleep. Why? We don't want to deal with nothing. We are like, we don't see nothing. B positive, something hits the fan, you like, okay, I'll take the bullet. B positive, you just gonna throw yourself out there. Hey, shoot me. I'll be the fall guy. A B positive, you know, you become fictitious. You become false. A B negative, you wait patiently. You relax. B negative, you lukewarm. You drive down in the middle of the street. You ain't gonna take sides with nobody. Unlike B positive, you're gonna, you know, take the worst. B negative, and you're not in it. What about A negative? A negative is the Church of Ephesus. What was this Church of Ephesus known for? The Church of Ephesus, A negative, in the book of Revelation, they were the church that forsook their first love. So that means if you are A negative, and when it hits the fan, your default disposition, the personality, the mental, the mindset that you automatically resort to is you forsake your belief system, your first love. That's you. It's crazy because A negative, now remember A positive, we fall asleep. A negative, they forget they even there. It's like A negative is like they forsake themselves. Now they don't do like B negative or B positive and throw themselves underneath the bus. A negative, the Church of Ephesus, forsook. That means that your first love should be Christ. You should be, you know, or should be others. Should be yourself. So you forsake what's important. A negative people, when stuff hits the fan, you forsake the things that's important in your life. Could be your family, could be your children, could be your mate, could be yourself, but you turn your back on it. That's the default disposition when stuff goes bad. You got to know that about yourself. So that way, you can make sure that you express yourself oppositely. That's the purpose of today's show. O negative. If you are O negative, that's the Church of Pergama. That is known, according to the book of Revelation, O negative is the church, again, that needed to repent. So O negative people, stuff is the fam. Your default disposition type is you need to repent. That means that you will automatically start owning, or you should automatically start owning the thing that you did wrong in a relationship, or with the money, or with the fitness, or whatever area, wisdom. Whatever area, your default disposition is one of repentance. That's not a bad thing. So O negative people, they're going to automatically self-reflect. They're going to examine themselves. What about O positive? Say the best for last. O positive people, your default disposition type, when the shizness hits the fan. Notice O positive is not one of the churches. O positive is considered, again, the synagogue of Satan, the church of Satan. Now, does that mean O positive? No. That's why I hate talking about O positive blood, because people get, they get all worked up because they don't understand what they mean. You got to remember who Lucifer was before he became Satan. He was the anointed cherub that covered. So O positive blood, their default disposition type is covering. O positive blood, they want to cover, they want to hover, they want to mother, they want to carry, they want to protect, they want to provide. O positive blood, default disposition type, is crazy because people forget who Lucifer was before the fall. Remember, brothers and sisters, it's very important. Each one of the churches, again, is represented in the blood, but everybody forgets about the Church of Satan. They forget about the synagogue of Satan. But it's crazy because, again, the Bible spends a lot of time talking about the synagogue of Satan. But it's not listed in the book of Revelation. But yet the book of Revelation is all about the synagogue of Satan. Why? The giants returned to earth through King Og. King Og was the giant that lived through the flood. He carried inside of his bones the androgynous blood that inside of every, man and woman are both male and female chromosomes, with one sex turned on and one sex turned off. O positive blood has that capacity. And it's crazy because when we talk about the synagogue of Satan, people don't understand. Again, the Bible talks about being wise as a serpent. Why is wisdom always associated with the serpent? Because the serpent beguiled Eve. The serpent is the most cunning. Do you know that the default disposition type of O positive blood? Cunningness. In other words, the ability to think, to see clearly. O positive blood represents what some people call, and I would give myself, it is the Targum, but it's not listed. Because the Targum, again, is the synagogue of Satan. It is what Genesis 3:15 talks about. It is the O blood or the serpent seed blood that was cursed when God said that on your belly you shall crawl. Why? Because they were the most intelligent. So the ruling disposition of O positive blood is the most intelligent. If you want to find somebody that knows how to get you out of some stuff when it hits the fan, you better find somebody with O positive blood. O positive blood, man, because of the stigmatism, because people don't understand who Satan is, Lucifer is, you might want to pimp the game. You might want to know who Lucifer was before he fell. God's gifts are not with recompense. You think God took his gifts back when Lucifer fell? No, he still is the most cunning. He still is the most crafty. He still is the most intelligent. That is why wisdom is always associated with the serpent. That's O positive blood. Out of all the blood types, they got the best default disposition type. It's O positive. But people hear me say O positive is from the church and say, oh, so what you're saying, brother, you doing I'm a devil with? No, man. I hope and pray you guys understand. The reason that I'm sharing this information, because I know this is what I do. Nobody could help me. I had to figure this out on my own. So when stuff hits the fan, why do I run? It's in my blood. But the way that I run is I fall asleep. That means I don't care. That means what happens when you're asleep? When you're asleep, you're not conscious. You're not awake. You don't feel. That's what I do. A positive people, we fall asleep. Be positive people. What you do is persecute. You suffer persecute, and you want others to suffer. You like to suffer. That's what be positive do. A, be positive, you like false. You become fake. You become fictitious because you really are an honest person, but when it hits the fan, you protect yourself by projecting this false person that you're really not. A, be negative, man, you peaceful. You laid back. B, negative, you lukewarm. You're in the middle. A, negative, you forsake the thing that you believe in. You kind of stop believing in your own belief system. You forsake your first love. O negative, you become repentant. You're like, okay, man, I'm sorry. You know, stuff hit the fan. You start examining. You take responsibility. And then O positive, you cover. You are the anointed cherub that covered. And so what you do, you can see what's going on. And so you're like, okay, I'm coming here. You know, I'm going to help everybody out. Why? You got wisdom. You got understanding. Wise as a serpent. You can see you're the most cunning. Those are the disposition types for each one of the bloods. And it's very important because that's totally different from the personality types. Personality, outside. That's what everybody sees. Disposition, default disposition, inside. That's what you hide. It only comes out in adversity. My brothers and my sisters, we're going to be discussing some of these things, especially what I mentioned earlier in our next series, how you have male, you are an androgynous being. You have male and female inside of you, but one is turned on. What is homosexuality? When one chromosome is not turned all the way off. We're going to break that down in heteros gamas. That's the sacred marriage. That's the holy matrimony. That's coming up on April the 15th. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $75 donation if you're a regular listener, if you listen to the last series. If you haven't, again, the cost is going to be $100 to join us for that mind-blowing series, because we have to learn how to marry the male and female part of ourselves first before we can marry outside of ourselves. That's the mistake I've been making. Hopefully you haven't made that same mistake. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.